The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As of 2014, in the United States, there were over 327 million cell phone numbers in use. That's nearly 10 million more cell phones than the population of the entire U.S. at that time. Since then, one of the largest telecom companies, Comcast, spent almost $76 million on political lobbying. Aside from paying to shape the political landscape of their respective countries, some of the largest telecom companies around the world are investing heavily in the development of the world's next major leap in wireless communication technology. Fifth generation wireless networks, or 5G, will soon be rolling out to urban centers around the world. 5G is being touted as the next major milestone in information technology, allowing for huge amounts of data to be transferred nearly instantaneously. This could lead to major advances in the fields of medicine, production, and remote vehicle operation. But nothing this good can truly be had without a cost. With this kind of powerful information network, what are the health risks associated with the millimeter wave technology on which it is based? How could this kind of technology potentially be used to shape our society into a more dystopian nightmare? Join the theorists as they pull out their razor flip phones to discuss 5G technology.
Welcome to Alien Theorists Theorizing, Case File 107, 5G. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
Booyah!
Yes, I love technology. Even more than you can see. I can't remember. I had it last time we recorded this. I had that song down pat, but then I forgot about it.
Yeah. Locked it up.
This is a round two of trying to record this. We had some terrible streaming errors last time.
Yep, if you pay attention to the power hour. I got a little mad last week. I had to smoke myself into a coma to get it through that power hour, but we're back. Yeah, this week only 20 minutes late. Not bad. Not too bad.
Mm. We're getting there. We should start saying 6:30 streams.
Start 6:30, get there by 7.
Then we'd start at like 10 and then we'd be like 10, end up at like an 11.
That's all good.
But no, and then yeah, well, welcome back. Let's dive right into this. What's 5G about? Okay, first off, I didn't even know that any of these G's meant anything until looking into this one.
You thought it just meant 1 gram, 2 gram, three gram,
4 grams, 5G's, nothing. I was like, I had no idea it meant fifth generation. I was like,
well, I do now, so that's good.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
I never really looked into what they meant, like. The G meant generation, but when I, you know, it's one of those things when you find out about it, you're like, oh man, that makes so much fucking sense.
Yeah.
So what was 1G? What was the first G?
1G were those big fucking cell
phones. Andrew Morris over here, this G.
Those big briefcase cell phones. Those big briefcase cell phones from the late 80s. Everyone had them.
That was 1G?
That was the first generation of wireless.
What about the Zach Morris phones?
That wasn't it?
That was probably it.
Is that 2G?
No, 2G, so 1G was just phone call, cellular phone call. 2G was the invent of like messaging service in the 90s.
Motorola Razors.
So second generation was like, yeah, the Razors, the texting, that kind of stuff. And then 3G came in, and that was internet access and like data transfer, pictures, that kind of stuff. And then 4G came in, I think it was about, was it 2008 or something like that? And that was our 4G, like high speed like wireless system that we use now that you can stream with, live stream, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff came out with the fourth generation, which pretty much ended up about 10, maybe 20 megabytes a second at the fastest download speed you could get, which is pretty good compared to internet of 15 years ago. So those are the Gs. Those are the first four Gs.
Yeah.
Fifth G.
Except we are the four Gs. Yeah.
We're the four Gs right here.
No, we're not.
No, but fifth, and the fifth,
I am.
The fifth generation is like, it's just that. It's the next generation. It's pretty much wireless broadband connectivity. So
it's the
like,
end of the fucking world is what it is.
According
it's
to some.
The beginning of the world.
Or it could be the beginning of complete and total mind control takeover
Skynet.
Of the population.
It's fucking Skynet.
Well, Skynet didn't need 5G. Skynet was back in like 97.
As long as they release 5G while Linda Hamilton is still alive, we got a fucking shot.
Yeah, well, maybe, but she... I don't think she's going to be any help to us.
Is this anymore. A, hey, everybody, she's look, I got a new tattoo pose.
Yeah, I was just going to say, hey. All right, show everyone your tattoo, brand new tattoo.
No, I'm not doing it now. You embarrassed me.
You already did it. You just showed everyone for about 20 seconds without even realizing.
You know what that was? That was, I just shaved my head, and it's that nice feeling when you just get it to that right length.
God, best perfect, feeling. Yeah. I
fucking love
That's
that.
That's what it was. Lowell, let's get into it where... So 4G, because I was reading like about the wavelength, right? It's like the 4G is that big, like a big radio wave.
Well, goes 4G, so I guess you can go, let's break it down. Like every country has like a broadcasting government that sells these frequencies to telecommunication companies. And 4G is pretty much from like 900 megahertz to the low gigahertz, that type of broadband, like more of like centimeter size waves, like what? Up to like 10, 20 centimeter size.
It's like the less of a space in between the waves or right?
Yeah. So the lower the frequency, the longer the wave and the longer like data can transmit. So that's why like on AM stations at nighttime when there's no sun interference, you can get like an East Coast station on the West Coast because like it can travel that far.
Oh, that's cool.
But then the higher gigahertz, like your home, like your mobile home phones, like 2.3 gigahertz, they can still travel a long way, but they can take way more data with them. And I guess pretty much how it goes is the higher the frequency, the more potential for like the more broadband, like the more bandwidth, I guess you'd say, is available.
And then we go all the way to like the fucking millions of gigahertz where we get into like the shit that turned Bruce Banner into the Hulk and like chemotherapy or radiation. And you know what I mean?
Well, it's.
But that starts in like 2.4 million gigahertz.
Yeah, we're in the unfathomably small waves at that point.
Like the type that don't even penetrate skin.
Or do they?
They don't.
They get absorbed. No, 5G is pretty much... here. 5G is a weird thing because no one really knows exactly what the fifth generation will exactly be. It's going to incorporate all the frequencies we currently have, and then you get into the next band of frequencies called millimeter wave frequency, which is about which is about 30 gigahertz. So the waves are turned now millimeter waves. They're like 1 millimeter pretty much. So they're tiny little waves. And it goes from about 30 gigahertz to 300 gigahertz. And that's what's known as millimeter waves. And and that's going to be the next
thing. And the further you get into the generations, it's the latency goes way down. So to give you some idea, like 3G networks, latency is the time for devices to respond to each other. So a 3G network has a typical response time of about 100 milliseconds. 4G is about 30 milliseconds. 5G is potentially as low as 1 millisecond.
Near instantaneous transmission. Imagine gaming with 1 millisecond latency. Oh my God.
Well, and then it's like the what I was reading is like the amount of data that they can send on this wave is like, they're saying of like 50 gigs a second or something. Some crazy,
yeah,
like
it's
at the higher end.
It's pretty much like having... like right now, the fastest internet is like broadband fiber optic. So you can get into like 300, 400, 500, 600 gigabytes a second download speeds, right?
Yeah.
So this pretty much, this 5G is going to be that in wireless form. It's not going to be as fast, but you'll be able, it will, pretty much right now we have so much internet speed you don't even use it all. So like anything after like 20 gigabytes a second, like you can't even Like, you never need to transmit that much information unless you're some type of giant tech company with like huge server farms and all that kind of stuff.
Oh man, bring back LimeWire, baby.
Oh, buddy, you can download that. That
redownload in Kazaa for sure.
Those porn thumbnails would download in a fraction of a second this time. You don't have to wait.
No more preview plays.
You don't get a preview play every 5 seconds.
The future is now.
No, so that's pretty much 5G. 5G is the next version of wireless technology. And
the other issue I just wanted to touch on is that with 5G, because of the millimeter wave, one of the things you're gonna if you look into it, you're gonna hear lots about. Is that because the millimeter wave, it's fragile. Like, it can't go through things like these, like 4G waves and these big waves. These millimeter waves are like going through walls, going through people. They break. So the best way for it is direct line of sight. Or very close proximity to a repeater of some kind.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So then that's where we kind of start to get into the conspiracy of that, is that we're going to need, not only is your device going to be a repeater, everyone else's device is going to be a repeater, all making kind of like a big beehive, I guess, like some sort of hive mind. And you're going to have, rather than cell towers, we're going to have these repeaters friggin' everywhere, absolutely everywhere, to make it that fast. Now, before we get into conspiracy side, do we want to talk about what that means? Like,
I want to tell you guys, I got some technology that comes with 5G that I kind of looked up, because I didn't really know everyone kind of knows how like radio and wireless stuff works, but no one really knows. There's just a fucking magical force field that connects you to your friends. Yep. That's how it seems, right? You just push a button.
Magic.
Boom. Wireless transmission.
Tell us about the magic, Zelarius.
So the magic, that's the old way, is large cell towers transmitting multiple signals on frequencies up, like depending on the size of the cell phone towers, how much traffic it can handle. So on New Year's or like national holidays, when there's everyone's trying to use a phone in a busy city, you get drop calls because there's not enough bandwidth. So we're pretty much we're using up all the 4G bandwidth. So the fifth generation is going to be using like millimeter waves, like we talked about, and it's called something. Massive MIMO is the next one, so it's pretty much, it's like these small cell towers, like these mini cell towers stacked up, so you can have like a normal cell tower is like between like 12 and 20 ports, and these things will have 100, so 10 times more per tower. That's massive MIMO, and the thing you're talking about is millimeter waves. And high frequency waves don't go through, they don't even barely go through like atmosphere, like humid atmosphere. So what you're talking about is having all these like little stations direct lined. It's called beam forming. So they're going to have all these tiny little stations with these like these mini cell towers on, well, some people say like every block of everywhere. But we'll say like downtown, there'll be all these little traffic cameras or something like that. They'll hide them in trees. And they have this technology called beamforming, and it's pretty much like a traffic system for wireless technology, where it's like shooting all directions at all times. But when you make that call, it automatically, instantly, within 1 millisecond of latency, chooses the best route through the buildings, trees, and bounces. And that's pretty much the next technology. And then the very last one that's going to make 5G so much better is called full duplex. So right now, when you like make a call, it can only go one way at a time. Boom, boom, like a train on a track.
Yeah.
And they've tried using like different switches and stuff to make it faster, but now they're going to have something called full duplex. So using these like silicon switchers, they're going to be able to make multiple calls on the same frequency at the same time. So it's going to like open up bandwidth like 1,000-fold. And it's going to give way, they call it the Internet of Things, microwaves, pacemakers, your fridge, everything will be connected to the internet all through these new technologies that is 5G. Boom. That was as concise as I could make it. It doesn't make, it's way too above my head. Scientifically speaking.
Well.
I just got a glimpse of my, myself with no tooth. And I was like, oh man, what are you doing explaining this? Fucking
did a pretty good job. I think it was good.
There you go.
Anyways, that's 5G. That's what's coming.
Right.
Now,
I'd read this thing about like some of the things you're going to be able to do. And it's like, they were talking about like surgeons being able to control like robotic arms in real time, like from anywhere. So it's like if you need heart surgery, you can get the best heart surgeon anywhere just by, because this technology is so fast and the response time so good, and you're going to be able to like the amount of data that we'll be able to transfer, like not only will you'll be able to touch and feel and different senses, they're going to be able to transfer on this. I don't know, have some sort of weird electro suits or something. But then VR, I heard VR, it's going to be...
Ready Player insane. One, baby. Here we come.
Yeah, Ready Player One.
Here we
you're
come.
You're going to be able to go into virtual suits that mimic pain and sensations.
Well, it's not so much the suits. It's so much like the latency-free gaming.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like the suits you could do now, like you could put sensors and it could like give you a little jab or like a little jolt. But the latency-free gaming, I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be so awesome.
Yeah, if you want to see like actual practical uses of this kind of stuff, like this kind of technology, there's a couple of videos out there where they'll have like, you can have remote construction crews now. Like you can basically have somebody operating, a crane or like a backhoe or something like that at a construction site remotely. Like somebody from the Netherlands can be running, large construction vehicles in China with no latency. It's like you can do it instantaneously.
That's going to be so crazy because it's now where like places dry up for work for, these kind of industries. You won't be. You can just put an ad on and you've now can, as long as the technology is there, you can work anywhere.
Yeah, you can work anywhere from home. Like you wouldn't have to leave your home really if you were doing one of those.
You just have a little gaming chair with your little.
Yeah,
you're gonna be fucking. You're gonna be the fat guys from Wall-E. Everybody's gonna be in their little chairs scooting around.
Yeah, 100%, man. It's gonna be like surrogates.
It's not good.
Okay, so that's 5G. It sounds like a good thing. It sounds like it's gonna relieve a lot of problems in the world, and it's gonna open up a whole, like another industrial revolution with technology. It sounds like. That's what they're promising, right? Now, why on a conspiracy show, on a show we talk about aliens and other stuff, are we talking about 5G?
So where do we want to start? Do we want to start with conspiracies or medical issues?
Let's go health first.
Well, the biggest thing. First. So the biggest thing that everybody's worried about, like at the end of the day, it's like radiation, right? What are we worried about? We're worried about different types of radiation.
DNA damage.
Cell phones give you brain cancer.
Exactly. Okay, you know what? I'm going to go off topic a little second here. I was watching Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Okay? And you know what I mean? It's one of those movies where you watch it when you're, what, like fucking 9 or 10? Yeah. And as you watch it, shit just gets funnier because you're like, I'm an adult now. I know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah.
So he's just about to bust Lois Einhorn, right? Finkel is Einhorn. Yeah. Einhorn is Finkel. And he's...
Spoilers.
And she's like, oh, my bad, yeah. So he's, you know what I mean? He confronts her. She points her gun at him, says, you know what, you're under arrest. Pulls out her cell phone, is like, I need backup here, stat. And he looks at her, he's like, careful, detective, those things will give you cancer. And I'm like, I've always wondered what the fuck he meant by that. And he's like, makes sense.
Yeah.
So anyways, okay, we're talking radiation here, right?
That was a wonderful segue.
That was fucking awesome.
So
absolutely great.
Radiation is scary, right? Because radiation not only is it used to fight things like cancer and stuff like that, but it's also, something that we can get poisoned by. Scary shit.
And it's also nuclear fallout radiation. It has a wide range of meanings.
Well, when we count, like when it comes down to it, there's all different levels, right? Like we were talking about with the wavelengths.
Yeah.
Right? So when we're looking at stuff like treating cancer, poisonous, everything. We're looking at ionizing radiation. When we're talking about cell phone radiation, we're talking about non-ionizing. And like, okay, so what's the difference here? So if we want to talk about 5G, 5G is going to be the most extensive, output that we've had so far, right? 5G, they're saying, is going to be somewhere between 1 and 70 gigahertz. Now, where do we start? We start talking about ionizing. So we're talking about the stuff that's used to fucking remove atoms from fucking cells to kill cancer, right? We're talking about the heavy-duty shit.
Or gamma ray radiation to make it the Hulk.
Exactly. We're talking about the heavy-duty shit. That stuff starts at fucking 2.4 million gigahertz.
It's not even on the same level.
Okay, so we can't even fucking, we can't even compare these fucking things.
Yeah.
Right? So, what are some of the health risks that everybody are claiming? The biggest thing, brain cancer, right? Everybody's been talking about people have been talking about brain cancer since fucking 1G. Perfect example, Ace Ventura.
Right? Shit's been around for a while.
Brought it back. I like it.
I wasn't even planning on doing that.
All the way back.
Comes around is all around, boys.
I like that. Nice one.
So.
All righty then.
So,
but Andrew, Professor Andrew, what about microwaves?
Oh, good point.
Won't they cook my insides?
Of course.
They will.
Oof. Now, what with the radiation, one of the things that I kept, like a lot of the readings that I was doing at those pointing out to, and I don't know, I'm just going to bring this up. Andrew, maybe you have more insight on it, or Dan or someone else. But a lot of people were worried about accumulative radiation. And how they explain it was, is like, it's like in fish, like they build up mercury levels slowly, right?
Right.
Oh. And that's what this non-iodizing radiation does, is we absorb it.
So we have are you wondering if we have a way of eliminating this radiation? No,
what I'm saying is that something to worry about? Because that like when I was reading, that was a lot of things that people like, I read about the, you know, we're not even on the same level, but people would counter and say, no, we're not. But the problem is that if you're being bombarded by this every single day and you're absorbing it in your body, you're getting a cumulative radiation. So these levels are building in you slowly, much like mercury in a fish.
But we've been being bombarded by this stuff since, like, when was the first mobile phone put out? And even before that, when we started using radio.
What they're saying is that all these old radio waves and whatever, all these other G's, they were cool G's, man. They went right through you. Right?
Cool G.
Chill G's. Yeah.
Chill G's.
OG's, right? Yeah. OG's.
The OG's. You know, they're the OG's.
Yeah.
The OG's. All the OG's, they did the big waves and they pass right through your body, right? Whereas these millimeter waves, they don't pass through your body. They stop, right?
They get absorbed.
And then people say that you absorb that radiation, right? And if that's the case, is then accumulative radiation a thing to where you're building your level, like the amount of radiation in your body to toxic levels.
Like you would, so they're saying that we know for sure it can't penetrate organs, right? Like if we could harness this fucking radiation.
Even if it's getting absorbed by your skin, man, your skin's your body's biggest organ.
But your skin sloughs off.
Yeah.
Like your skin comes off.
You literally shed
your skin, like the tiny, like the skin cells. You pretty much shed your skin. I think there's something like every 7 years or something like that.
I'm not a reptile person, Dan.
But you do shed the top layer of your skin. It does come off.
Does come off. So when you say absorbing though, absorbing, like as heat or as, what are you actually absorbing? Like what is the wave? It's like sound. Like when you absorb sound, it turns into heat energy. That's where the sound goes. Like in a music studio here, I got all these sound panels. When you get a bunch of people playing, all that energy gets absorbed as a tiny amount of heat. It's not gonna like cook the room out or anything.
Is that what's happening? Isn't Chernobyl? Wasn't the stuff like the fallout from Chernobyl like non-heating radiation?
Non-ionizing?
Yeah, like so it's just an accumulation of that slowly. Like you have really low levels in your body, and then this is what I was reading when I was looking into this, and people are concerned that you will continually absorb and your levels will go up and up and up and up and up, and maybe it won't affect you today or tomorrow, but 40 years from now it'll start, you know, fucking tweaking cells.
I came across that before, but I was like, what are you absorbing? No one told me what I was like. Are you? What am I?
No, they're just that's the what energy. I'm saying you're just absorbing it.
So it's like you're absorbing radiation. So I assume they mean like
heat or
but
something.
There's only like really what like there's only two kinds of radiation. Like there's non-ionizing and ionizing radiation. So it's like if you're absorbing radiation, like you could say, yeah, when I go out in the sun every day, I'm absorbing radiation. I have like UV rays and X-rays from the sun. Those are ionizing radiation.
No, I think isn't UV still considered non-ionizing? I'm pretty sure. Yeah. But
that come from the sun that are more harmful than the stuff that comes from your cell phone.
Yeah, but UV rays are still considered non-ionizing, right? I'm pretty sure. Because they're not high enough frequency to start disrupting DNA, but they will, a long exposure leads to... Now, this is the only thing that I could come across. Long exposure to UV rays causes melanoma, right? That's pretty well...
Increases your risk.
But they don't really know why. And the only thing I could come across for any type of risk of cancer or anything from non-ionizing radiation is something that's called like heat shock proteins. And there's like some newer studies that are not I'm just saying, this is all I could find. Heat shock proteins, long exposure can eventually lead to mutated like T cells, which can increase your risk of cancer. That's the only thing I could find. It was very low, and this it's like a newer thing. Like, do heat shock proteins like contribute to your increased risk of cancer?
You fucking better not, because I bought a goddamn infrared sauna because Joe Rogan told me to, and I've been all about releasing those stupid heat shock proteins.
I'm just saying, that's the only thing I could find. Jesus. That's the only thing I could find written on, like, maybe there is a little connection here, maybe.
Next thing you're going to tell me is fucking bow hunting and eating elk and all this other stuff is going to give cancer.
But also I came across on like the World Health Organization, non-ionizing radiation is a possible carcinogen to human beings.
What is it? It's classified as like class B, right?
It's like two B. It's like caffeine, caffeine and
pickled,
other stuff.
And yeah. Pickled fucking vegetables.
Caffeine and pickled foods. Like, it might give you cancer, but we're not really 100% sure. So it's like they put everything on there. But they do lump it in there with things like we do know that are dangerous, like lead. Like, you know, those kind of things are on there as well. Like, that same list. But yeah, it's on there with pickled foods. It's like, it might give you cancer, but it's like saying everything gives you cancer, which kind of technically
too much exposure
increases
to
your risk.
So that's chronic exposure we're talking about. So that was the one thing.
Chronic. But I mean, you're going to have one of these things everywhere in your house beside you. I mean, you know, it's probably not a good thing, but like, I think everyone here probably sleeps with it right next to your bed.
I always turn my phone in airplane mode when I sleep. Always.
Oh, really?
Always.
That's a good idea. So interesting.
Because of anything, just because I do.
The WHO, they classified it as 2B, which means limited evidence of carcinogen in humans and less than sufficient evidence of carcinogen in experimented animals, right? Right. But the WHO also says, to date, no evidence of adverse health effects have been established as being caused by mobile phones.
At one time,
caffeine is in there with 2B. Yeah, caffeine's in there too.
Yeah,
but
coffee and
fucking pickles. If that's the case, then fucking it's happening. I'm getting cancer.
Think about this.
Both those.
Here's a little conspiracy minded Zell. How many things have the scientists and the health organization said are okay, and then 20 or 30 years later, like, you know what? You probably shouldn't have put lead paint on your baby's crib. That was a bad idea. We're bad. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but it took not a long time to figure that out.
How long did it take?
They put big money into being like, they're just as healthy. They're not
doctor
unhealthy.
Healthier than eating an apple.
Doctor right? prescribed
you
cigarettes.
You got to think these telecommunication companies that are fucking rolling out this 5G have deep pockets, right? And it's a race for the future right now, because there's going to be limited amount of companies that have the infrastructure to control this, and we've already seen it with whatever it was to what was that one that finally got through that everyone was trying to pass so they don't throttle the internet. I can't remember that bill.
Oh, the net neutrality.
Yeah, net neutrality.
Yeah, open up channels in the internet.
But it's a race, and if you don't think those telecommunication companies have their pockets in this, being like, it's fine, don't worry about it, because they're it's an infrastructure race right now.
Yeah, but it's also like, it's not only the WHO, it's the CDC, FCC, FDA, NCI. Like, it's not just a fucking few people here, it's everyone. It's a common thing. Everybody agrees that no, there is no evidence based on we've done the studies. Right. We've been doing
studies with this since the 70s. Here's a little
segue
for you. Segue. One of my favorite Nick Cage movies is The Wicker Man. It's pretty slow. Never seen it. 20 minutes. Exactly. What about the bee? Not the bees! Not the bees! I was reading articles, and this is directly linked to our health too, because the bees go, I've been told by everyone, if the bees die, I die.
We're fucked. That's what they say.
And you know what? I can't even think the last time I see a bee. I'm so used to seeing hornets that I just associate them with bees.
Because you live in a place, or you lived in a place that was sunny fucking like 2 days of the year, and the rest it's been snowing.
Oh yeah, so I didn't see anything
garbage
up there, but
there's nothing down here, nothing
I
living
still
up
seen
north.
A bee.
I see bees all the time.
Now,
how
it,
many flowering plants do you guys really have up there?
Nuts, man. I got a flower outside right now.
A flower.
Dandelion.
But now I've read that this 5G thing disrupts the frequency that the bees all chat on.
See,
so
that
what we've done is made a lot of background noise where they're getting fucked up.
Now as it comes to health effects, I'm not on board. It's going to give me cancer so much. I'm still turn my phone off at night and try, you know, limit yourself if you can.
Yeah.
Just in case, you never know. There's nothing wrong with just in case, like, you know, I don't want to get as much as I can into my body all the time. But frequencies, now this is where you start getting into, like, the body is kind of an antenna. Like, we're an electrical thing. Like, we do emit frequency and we receive frequency. Our brains work at frequencies and it changes when you sleep and when you're awake and when you're in, like, high focus, right? That kind of stuff does. So I'm sure it's kind of the same for insects. But I think it's really hard to study the effect of all this artificial, like, pulsing radiation on insects and, like, migratory things. Like birds and insects use, like, magnetic poles. It's electromagnetic frequency, so it's kind of the same. So that, to me, that kind of stuff is more like, all right, it's not giving us all cancer, but is it affecting, like, the way we sleep or the way animals behave, their migratory patterns, like how they reproduce? Is it actually killing butterflies and honeybees, which have, like, a slow cascade effect through the animal kingdom, eventually killing half of all species and then our economy collapses? That's the worst case scenario. But I'm just saying, as far as me, like, that kind of health stuff, I think it's more to have to do with the frequencies of your body or the frequency, like, frequencies of animals or insects. That's more of the stuff that people should be studying. I don't even know if that people have studied that, or can you even study that?
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I would think that you would have already seen the effects of those things, because technically all the phones that came before the 5G things, like all those phones and those networks, emitted more non-ionizing radiation than before.
It's like you would have frequency, though. It's not so much, it's the frequency of 5G, though, that not so much the...
Well, I'm not even so much talking about just 5G, like the millimeter waves, 30 gigs and plus. I'm talking about just frequency in general, because you could go down that route, like, increased mental health, suicide, all these other mental things that no one really knows the cause of, like, these all these escalating things in Western worlds, except the only thing that's really changed from Western worlds, like hunter-gatherers, is the increased
vaccines.
Vaccines. Positive spin.
Yep.
Millimeter frequency is the same frequency as the bees. We can talk to the bees.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Eventually. I don't see why not.
Talk to the bees.
Well, my thing is, I'm like, okay, if we're concerned about the bees, no one's going to give a shit, because
Nick Cage is
there's reports that the oceans are going to die in 2043 and
no one gives a fuck.
No one gives a fuck. So I'm like, sorry, bees. I'm like, you're kind of at the back of the bus here.
I bet you Leonardo DiCaprio cares.
Him and his 90-foot yacht just cruising the world.
He fucking cares.
He tells you he cares.
He cares.
He tells you he cares.
I love you, Leo.
I don't.
Okay, so let's get in. What should we move into now? The conspiracy side? We've kind of gotten to the frequency health effects. What can these applications be used for?
Okay, let's go a little conspiracy route. You're going to have all these transmitting cell towers or cells and trees all over your neighborhood, downtown, everywhere. What if the controllers of these frequencies could emit a frequency to calm, discourage, or send people into violent rage just by changing the frequency of this non-ionizing cell phone signal? What do you think about that?
I feel like that's the fucking plot from Kingsman.
Could be.
It is.
Right? Like, that's the same shit.
Oh, that is
if
weird.
You haven't seen that fucking movie, watch it. It's fucking unreal.
Yeah, it's... Now,
I mean, technically, you could make a case for music doing that. So, I mean...
Well, I think there's more evidence, probably, if you look into it, of extremely low frequency affecting mood.
Making you poop yourself.
No, but, like, the brain... I can't remember exactly off the top of my head, but, like, your brain doesn't work at high... It's like... The brown note. What was I saying?
Something with a frequency.
Oh, like I think if you look into it more, it's the extremely low frequencies that have more of effect probably on, because that's what your brain, like alpha, beta waves, those delta waves.
About infrasound?
Just like lower
like
frequency.
Bigfoot uses?
Ultra low frequency. Right now we're talking about like ultra high frequency or like extremely high frequency waves, which is not really the frequency what your mind operates on, I don't think.
No, there's evidence, if you're talking about like infrasound, like ultra low frequency stuff, there is evidence to support that like large predators use it, like tigers. They use it in a kind of like stunning mechanism or something that somebody or some scientists make a case for, that they use it to stun their prey. They make this extremely low frequency sound and actually affects the prey that they're about. It like freezes them in place before they can make their attack or whatever, or makes them react in a certain way. I'm not 100% sure about how scientifically accurate that is, but I think I've seen some studies done that they're like, no, that's an actual thing.
That doesn't seem too far out of the realm of
some
predators.
People say Bigfoot uses it too.
Well, that's, I remember reading up when we did Diet's Love Pass. One of the theories was a fucking infrasound made them all go crazy and kill each other.
That's true. But,
and you know, they say the government already has the applications. I mean, I remember reading reports about the embassy in Cuba where they figured it was some sort of like high frequency attack that was making the workers there sick.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Right. So that's
still
a thing.
Being
so
investigated. I'm like, they just haven't even figured that out yet.
But that's what I'm saying is that, you know, it's a thing. And if those are things that militaries have right now, imagine when they can do it at levels where it's everywhere.
Well, here,
you can just.
Let me tell you something.
Put it in a network.
Let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you something, brother. You ever heard of something called the active denial system?
Yes.
Yeah, I do it all the time. I didn't. It wasn't me.
Well, this active denial system is currently in use by some police forces and militaries, and it is a millimeter wave military technology that, when aimed at a crowd of people and turned on, makes you feel like your skin is on fire. This is real. It will make you feel like your skin is burning and you want to itch it or like scratch it off, or you got to get the fuck out of the beam and then it'll stop. And then some people have adverse reactions.
But isn't
reactions.
It like the microwave one though?
Yeah, but it's in a millimeter wave, 5G.
Right.
Like obviously 5G is not going to 95 gigahertz because everyone will have their skin boil. But I'm saying it's in those millimeter wave technology, like that frequency from 30 to 300 gigahertz is millimeter wave. And this thing is 95 gigahertz. So it is a millimeter wave similar to 5G technology. And some people say that these towers, like some people claim that they're putting way too much. Some of the people, if you go on YouTube, like I work on this tower, we're putting in 70,000 watts to this tower. There's no way this thing needs more than 10,000 watts. I don't know why we're putting so much power into this thing. So some people say that they're installing like a mass controlling device for cities in times of crisis, if there's like big riots, like just turn this thing on and just like quell the population through frequency.
Well, like I know from experience with like Vancouver Police Department, VPD, they have some type of like their new sirens have something like that, obviously to a lower end of the spectrum. But when they're driving, like you can feel them coming before you hear the sirens going off. It's fucking nuts.
You can just feel like a tingling or something.
No, you feel like a shaking, like a vibrating.
See,
it's crazy. It's super weird.
That tech, and that's
we're only gonna have to wait 18 more days because the military is gonna use it on all these motherfuckers going to Area 51. Like it's all gonna come alive because
everyone's getting millimetered.
Everyone tries to go there, they can't stop them all. Oh, they will, and they're going to. They're gonna use
they're
shit like this.
Just gonna set them up along that long road that runs to Rachel.
Yeah, you're just not gonna be able to drive down it. You'd be like, ah. So it. 100% they're going to use it like that. It's weird because I wasn't even thinking of it like that. I was thinking of more of like the nefarious for like spying purposes because, you know, you have lots of people covering their webcams and fucking all that kind of shit. Well, one, I'm always like, well, I'm not important enough for anyone to really be worthwhile to spy on me. Two, like,
what are you going to see?
What are you going to see, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to be impressed.
No, God, no.
The thing is, when we can transfer that data that fast, I'm like, I think that's when we're going to find out that these, like, our phones and everything, they're going to be, they're, it's an open channel. Those 20 pages that we sign off of when we buy these things and turn them on.
Fuck yeah.
It's going to say that we're keeping that data. And if you don't think they're already doing that, you can go, if you've ever had a My Google or a Google Home or Alexa, you can go into your Gmail account and go to your account settings and fucking that thing's been recording you and saving a log of it since the beginning of time. I had a Google Home for a little bit.
You brought it to the studio that one time.
I brought it to the studio and it recorded us. It's the weirdest fucking thing. You can go into My Gmail and then you go into account settings and it's like voice and data and you can manage that and it shows all the recordings that it kept for Google's analytics or whatever.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
And it's got 2 years and sometimes it's not even, sometimes it just records, it opens. Sometimes it's just open and you can hear me chatting. And it's just recording a conversation. I didn't have to say, hey, Google, nothing. It just started recording. It was the creepiest fucking thing. Now, when we have this technology where you can transfer data that fast, I think these little ports, especially because none of our phones are going to be doing the processing power. There's going to be huge processing plants somewhere. And all these are just going to be flimsy little things that are just access portals to these giant processing plants that are doing it because we won't need the processing power on our phones. You know how easy it's going to be for them to collect data and just steal it from you because they're going to say, well, really, it's not yours. It's ours. It's in our building.
You signed off.
You just have a little portal to it. And you signed a thing saying that that's ours as well. It's going to be like a credit card. When the bank gives you a credit card and said, this is our credit card. You may hold it for us.
You can use it to make us money.
Yes. It's going to be like that. And then these things are always going to be recording and they're always going to be on.
That is a better conspiracy because that is more realistic. That the cyber warfare that could come with the possibilities of 5G, I think that's why like the United States is really pushing 5G this year and putting all those sanctions and stopping Huawei from being sold and all its subsidiaries.
They recognize. They know what they're doing with the iPhones and shit like that already. They're like, well, we can't have the Chinese phones coming in here.
Because I was reading that like Huawei and China has been developing this type of like millimeter wave advanced 5G technology since 4G actually came out. And they had like a leg up and they're trying to get Huawei. That's the conspiracy. Trying to get Huawei into all these Western countries. And that type of cyber warfare could be the next world war. And that would render them.
I mean, that was already kind of proven, though. There was already like Huawei's their phones were being built with recording devices that transmitted to the Chinese government. Like that was a thing.
Man,
and you can't bring those into secure government buildings because they can pretty much remotely hack networks with their little Huawei phone. I don't know why anybody would get a Huawei phone. I got one for like a second, and it was terrible. It was a horrible phone.
Fuck Huawei. Where's the camera?
I unlock my phone with my fingerprint.
I'd never put my fingerprint in my phone. You crazy fool. Right?
And now some people are, the newer ones are all doing it with your face. Like
eyeballs and shit.
That's collecting. That's holding data on us. Like that's you. That's your unique person. Like a fingerprint and shit. Like that's unique to just you. And now somewhere online, no doubt, they have it. And they conned me into it so good because they go, oh, why don't you press it on there a bunch of different ways too? And I'm like, why the fuck do I need to do that? And I'm like, so they have it. They have it every fucking which way. Bend to angle, different angles. Try another finger or two in case your hands are full. Like, what? Like, they're going to keep... If you don't think they have that data somewhere of my fingerprint on file, and if you don't think for a fucking second that law enforcement agencies and, like, government agencies have access to that, you're fucking crazy. They do. 100%.
Yeah. And that's the real conspiracy is how far will... How far can people take that?
They were trying to get a hold of one of those mass shooters phones, right? Because of the fingerprint data.
Probably. I don't know.
It was that the Orlando nightclub shooting. And they tried to get Apple to unlock the phone for them, and Apple's like, fucking sit on it, buddy.
Well, at the same time, like if you wanted to go a good route for that, say there was a terror suspect and they knew about this guy, maybe 5G makes it easier to stop what he's doing. Or alert authorities before he actually goes out.
Oh, buddy,
That's what we'll all be told. That's what we'll all be told.
Yeah, we'll be told.
The greater good. Seen it.
A greater good.
Minority Report, man. Tom Cruise is going to be randomly showing up, busting you.
Well, it's that classic question of like, what are you willing to give up in order for the good of society, you know, or the progress of the community or society.
The like promise of progress. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you, what is the cost? And is it worth it? Yeah. Like, is it worth it to have 5G technology and you can have a doctor who's a, you know, a heart surgeon, who's the best heart surgeon in the country, can be, doesn't have to travel everywhere. It doesn't have to take like an 8-hour flight across the country to do heart surgery. He's just got to sit at home, or he's got to sit in the hospital. Like that's like 30 minutes from his house, and can do heart surgery from there with a robot.
Yes.
They can do a patient that lives in China, or a patient that things, or you could drop a medical robot that can do like simple surgeries and stuff like that. You could drop it into a country that doesn't have the facilities to do that kind
and
of
you
stuff.
You could have doctors doing medical checks, and just remotely they say, like, oh, I don't have anyone. I'm going to jump into this robot that's opening and then do some checkups while I'm waiting for my next patient. Like,
Why send soldiers to war when you can send T-100s and have them?
Exactly. That's the thing.
Well,
man.
I don't know if we're on that portion yet. Not the robots, just for the fact that the 5G networks need those little tiny networks, like those cells, to work. They have to be extremely close together.
Yeah.
Those antennas and those repeaters. So technically, out in the rural, like the rural areas, you'll still only have 4G. The 5G network will only really be prevalent in cities.
Wait.
So if you want to have a robot police force, sure. If you want to have a bunch of Chappies running around, yeah.
No, man.
Here's the thing, though. I don't think, like, now as we get further and further past, D-Day in Terminator, which we passed, I can't remember, a couple years ago. The idea of mechanical robots sending them over is so far-fetched. They would never need that to cripple us as a society. Like, never. It would just has to be something, like, everything is connected to the internet now. It'll never be fucking mech warriors. It'll be something unseen. Just
I'm talking about
sending misinformation, like, right? Like
T-800s. We don't have to jump all the way to T-1000. Like, start small.
Even T-800s, man, obsolete. I'm saying it's all AI. It's all going to be, already in the ether there. That's where it is.
What about, okay, you have like small cells, like this massive MIMO technology is beam forming 5G. Yeah. But then you also have, they're sending up, I don't know how many they've sent up so far, but those broadband satellites. Imagine you had a global spanning satellite system that could beam 5G wireless technology globally with 1 millisecond delay. I don't think that's far out of the question either. No. Because if you did that, then drone warfare and that kind of stuff could be accessible with 1 millisecond latency from anywhere in the world. Now you've unlocked a whole nother level of...
Look, Metal Gear Solid, was it 4? What's the one he's old? That one where they have the
old
drones.
Old Snake, yeah. I can't remember.
No,
is that 4 or 5?
I think it's 4.
It's been a while since I played Metal Gear.
That was a good one.
It was a good one.
Old Snake.
No, it's definitely crazy. To me, a lot of the people that are fucking, and I might get some hate for this, but I don't care. A lot of the people that are like really against the 5G are big on when they're spraying in the skies? What's it called?
Chemtrails.
Big on chemtrails. And they're like, you know, I listened to some interviews with some of the bigger speakers and they're like, I can just feel the electricity. I'm electric sensitive. Like, I can feel the technology. I'm like, shut the fuck. No, you can't.
They've done blind studies where they put a person who says they have
electromagnetic hypersensitivity.
That's the one. Dan knows. And in a blind test, they cannot tell if there's a field or not.
No, it's... Yeah.
They put like a Wi-Fi like thing right next to them while they're blinded.
I'm not saying that there isn't some people who maybe they can identify that field.
I'll say there's an exception to the rule.
Of course, 100%. Right? But I'm saying like a Wi-Fi... I could see, okay, there's a fucking microwave on beside me. I can feel it cooking my eyeballs. That's different. But like...
Gross.
But this goes back to my thing of, is wireless... I'm not saying like you could feel the wireless radiation, but is it actually, maybe it is affecting sleep patterns or something like that? Like that, because there is like an increase in mental health and like all that crazy shit. No one really knows. It's just like getting progressively worse and worse, and suicide rates and all this stuff. And no,
that's a tough one for me though to jump on board that it's direct linked to this, because I'm like,
I'm not saying direct, but I'm just saying,
okay, to even link it to this, because I'm like, we just didn't know. Like, we didn't know. This is recent that we're, like, being like, oh, you know, maybe these people are a little fucked up. Maybe it's not, they're just crazy. Like, it's some sort of mental, this is, that's recent. I don't know if it's, how many people went undiagnosed with these things? It's just been, it's been brought to the forefront now. There was such a negative stigma about mental health that people didn't say it. People just dealt with it.
Yeah, but suicide rate. You can go suicide rate linked to mental health. Suicide rate increases.
Yeah, but there's way more of a stigmatism behind suicide too, right? Like families would cover up suicides.
When?
All the time.
Still?
All the time. Not now. I'm saying before there was a little bit more of a stigmatism with it, right? And like
a stigmatism?
Stigmatism.
Is that the wrong word?
That's when your eyeball is misshapen.
My bad. Yeah. What's the word I'm looking for?
Stigma.
Stigma. There we go.
I like stigmatism better. That's more of a Rickyism.
There you go. Yeah. Maybe that's where I got it. I just didn't know it. But like the biggest thing too is when you look at like when you went to school, think about your elementary school. How many kids did you know that suffered from anxiety? Like anxiety wasn't even a word that existed when I was a kid. I don't even remember it now. Like
or autism.
Well, exactly, autism, right? Like
you're just like that's the weird kid.
No. There was a kid we called Fire Chew, and he claimed to be Fire Chew. That's what he called himself. And like that kid was autistic and was not diagnosed, and we were ruthless to that kid in elementary school. He would bite kids, and we'd like throw balls.
I want to make a record. I've always been nice to autistic people. Back, like, I've always been nice to them. Braden's in bad. Give him the 1 star. It has nothing to do with me.
I love autistic. No, like I just don't think we didn't know.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of us are sitting on that correlation does not necessarily denote causation.
Fair.
You know, just because there's a prevalence of these technologies or an increase in these technologies does not mean that you can link it to some of the problems that we're having now, which could be a whole, but which there are tons of other things that could be besides that. Like you could make a case for just about probably like 10 or 12 other things that are linked to that, whether it's just like increase in population. Technically, we've had the longest amount of peace like ever in history.
In North America.
Global peace. In North America and some other, yeah. But like we haven't had global spanning wars.
We had two global spanning wars just 50 years ago or whatever the fuck. No, those were the only.
That was just a long time ago.
That was the only two global spanning wars in our modern, in the history of that we know.
I think you'd have to be, but like population wise,
okay.
Like the amount of population that there is now.
No, I've definitely
relative to what it is.
We're definitely more the most peaceful humanity that we've ever seen. It's definitely true.
And more healthy. Like technically, relatively, we're more healthy and we're living longer lives. So you could say that all this radiation is making us live longer. You know, it's.
But what the life expectancy is now going
down now officially.
Yeah.
In the last generation. Coming down. Not a lot. Not a lot. It's come down a little bit. In Canada, I don't know about the United States, but we've come down like, it's like a half a year. Not a lot, but half a year after 10 years.
Half a year.
Half a year.
Half a year shorter way.
Hey, that's.
Cell phones.
6 months.
What if it's half more year than half more year? Then in 10 years, it's 5 years less. And then you got something to worry about.
Yeah, but that's not us, though. That's not us. See, it's relative, right? So like in 10 years, that'll be the 10-year-olds now and the kids being born now that are fucked.
No, we're going to fucking die when we're 65 then.
Screw those kids.
Yeah. I don't care about them. It's all your guys' fault for having kids.
You guys are all going to be born into the Mad Max world. Yeah. Fucking put this sheet metal on your freaking V8s and get to it. Like
I wouldn't mind a Mad Max world. That'd be fun.
The last of the last of the V8s. Mad Max world is cool.
I've already got the dog. I'm ready.
Yeah. I can't remember what else I was going to. Oh, I listened to this one interview. This is kind of the last thing I have on 5G. This one guy, and he did that documentary about chemtrails, Frankenskies.
Oh, I remember. I'd never watched it, but you got to watch this, Frankenskies.
I watched the start of it and I went, okay. And he was on a podcast and he was going off about 5G. And then one great thing he said is he went, oh, you know, they did this study with utilities workers. And these utilities workers that are working on these 5G products have a higher, the ones they were following have a higher suicide rate. 10% of them committed suicide. And then the host goes, oh, yeah, well, what's the suicide rate of of like the general population. And he goes, well, I know, but I'll tell you, it's less than 1%. And he goes, I'll tell you that for a fact. And then he goes, and then he just leaves it at that. But he didn't know. He just goes, well, I don't really know, but I'll tell you that as a fact. Less than 1%. I was like,
well, he's probably right about that. Less than 1% suicide rate.
If
10% of cell phone workers actually commit, like cell phone tower installers commit suicide, there's a problem. If that's real.
But whether it has to do with cell phones or it has to do with those people that they hire and the people that are doing those jobs. Like you'd have to look.
Those are skilled trades, man. Those people are skilled trades installing those type of things.
What about this one? The dentists, when they fucking grind, you know, this higher suicide rate in dentistry. Dentists, they always say that.
Yeah, because they have a high stress rate.
They fucking grind your teeth in that high frequency.
No.
What is it? Anesthesiologists have one of the highest suicide rates of like medical professions.
Well, yeah, but those are both high stress jobs, and stress is directly related to suicide.
You know who else does? Paramedics.
So that's maybe good. Climbing up on those high towers like is stressful, because I would imagine like being all the way 100 feet up in the air, I'd be fucking.
Yeah, but no. But you're not. If you're a dentist, it's stress. Like you could fuck someone up. You could kill someone. If you're an anesthesiologist, you could kill someone easily. Those are high stress. Like you know,
and you could fall off those towers. So I would be like, you're climbing up there 100 feet up in the air in high winds and shit like that. I think that's pretty.
That's some bullshit, Dan. No one's falling off those towers because safety is key.
Paramedics.
Key up there.
Shut your mouth, Dan.
I'm talking to you.
All I know is paramedics have one of the highest rates of suicides, and we still
Yeah, you said that already.
We use fucking flip phones, buddy.
Hey, Andrew.
Yeah.
Talk to us before you kill yourself.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Thank you.
Hey, no, I'd rather listen to you complain for 15 minutes than everybody.
Somebody pooed on me.
That's all I had on 5G. That was good discussion on it.
Let's go around the circle. Braden, what do you think about 5G? What's your thoughts? Gonna kill you? Are you excited?
No, it's not gonna kill you, and it's coming. There's you're gonna hear cities that have said no 5G because they want to wait for this. Listen, it's coming. It's coming. It's gonna be like a wave, just like all the other OGs. It's gonna be an OG soon enough, and it's gonna radically change our technological landscape. We can't imagine. That's what I think. However, on the negative side, it's going to be used for fucking diabolical shit. And, you know, the pros, like we talked about, fucking surgeries, work remotely, all these things, it's going to be amazing.
Podcasting.
But the amount of debauchery by governments and is going to be at a level unprecedented.
The same. Just yeah, still
the same.
Still
just
shitty.
As much as they can do, they're going to be doing it. And at a level that's way more invasive. And it's nothing we're going to hear about now. We're going to hear about it from 25 years ago. You heard us here talking about it. These cameras and all this shit's always on.
Yep.
And 25 years from now, you're going to be like, people are going to be like, what? They're always on? We're always listening? We're always, someone's looking at our face at all times, like some computer? And we're going to be like, yeah, we fucking told you in 2019.
2019. And was it September 1st or something today?
Second?
Yeah. September 2nd, you heard it here first, ATT. Well, not first, definitely
not.
You're being watched. Back in the 60s, the government's going to be wiretapping your phone, and now you got people, hey, wiretap, what's that directions to McDonald's?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's pretty funny, actually. The government's going to be listening to you guys in 1960. Government's listening to you. We're not crazy, man. Wear your tinfoil hat, because they're fucking spying on you from space. They're reading your brain, man. And now they pretty much can.
Yeah. All those ads, like,
and then it always makes me wonder if those guys, maybe it wasn't the technology wasn't there, but maybe the plans were in place. Like they knew, like, what, you know what, we're going to be able to, we're not there yet, but we know we're going to be able to do this in the future. We're just not there. Like, we know we can get there. We're just, our technology isn't caught up to our ideas.
Yeah.
Like James Cameron when he filmed Avatar, he was like, I'm going to put this on the shelf so the technology can catch up.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said he wanted the 3D technology, so then he created himself. Anyways, Andrew, what do you think?
Oh, well, I'm going to just stick to the medical stuff. And I, you know what I mean? I'd say if there was causing brain cancer, we would see a steady incline with all the Gs, the OGs, yep, the middle Gs, and now the 5Gs, which we have not seen. You know, I don't think we really have much to worry about. As for getting spied on and listened to by the government, it's already fucking happening. I don't, you know what I mean? Whoop de fucking do.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Dan?
I'm super excited for it. I mean, 5G opens up a whole new world of shit, which I'm kind of excited for things like you'll have cloud-based PC gaming. So you can play fucking Doom Eternal off of Google, like a Chromebook. You know, they're already bringing that kind of technology out already, which is like you'll be able to run like next gen games on their servers.
Dan,
so you'll
you're
be
not
able, like,
fooling,
you can
you're not fooling anyone.
You're fucking robot,
sex
Dan.
Games.
We know it.
Sex games. That's all Dan's going to be.
That was my second
point.
I was getting there. Thanks, Braden. But, you know, yeah, tactile feedback or haptic feedback, sex suits. Why not?
Why not?
Like, sounds kind of cool.
You got people using robots and shit already. Like, what's the next step? Come on.
You know, it's fucking interesting. Like, it's just, you really just want to see what's going to happen next, which is kind of fucking cool.
I'm on the same boat as Dan, as I'm excited for the tech.
For the sex suits.
And the sex suits, 100%. Yeah, should reverse those, mm-hmm. maybe.
Yeah.
But at the same time, as a conspiracy-minded man, I'm just as worried that as I am right now. Right now, all my microphones are on. I don't have great security. I'm sure if someone's listening to this, they could probably hack in and take over my computer if they wanted to. Like, and this is going to get easier now with 5G and less latency. But I'm really excited as a gamer, a podcaster, and a musician for the abilities of live streaming and the next generation of, like, because before it was like, it was only networks. You wanted to be on TV, you got to be on a network. You got to get a news show. You got to do this. And now you have, since like 2007, 2008, YouTube, like YouTube Live, and was it 2012 or 13? What's in another 5 years? Like YouTube Live, like the stuff you'll be able to use, someone will probably create servers where you can just use the same stuff that Fox News uses for their streams. Their live broadcast, you could just use from your house with 5G technology.
So I'm going to go the opposite then. I'm going to say I'm not excited because it's just going to be a bunch of new shit that I'm not going to be able to use. I'm not going to understand it.
It's going to be a bunch of new shit. All. Bunch of new shit we're going to have to try and teach Andrew, to use, and he's not going to be able to.
You got
to
go backwards for me. This is fucking too much.
But are you kidding me? By that time, we'll have him replaced.
Yep. We'll have deep fake Andrew on.
Yeah.
Probably for the best. Yeah. You guys are going to give me astigmatism.
having said that, though, I'm still cautiously watching. Maybe in 10 years there's, like, you know what, long term cut, like overall exposure to these frequencies maybe does have some type of detrimental effects to, like, brainwave activity, sleep. Maybe it does contribute to depression. We don't really know yet, I don't think, completely. So it's just something
too early.
Don't close everything off completely. I'm just saying right now it seems like it's just more tech of the same stuff we already have, just faster.
I like what you said before, moderation. I never thought about that before. Mm. Moderation, right? When you're not using it, maybe kill it.
Turn off your phone.
12 hours a day, turn it to airplane mode.
Think about it. When you put where's my phone? I don't even know where my phone is. But when you have your phone, it's always pulsing, looking for the signal. It's always going. But if it's off, it's not doing anything. So you don't sleep.
That's 12 hours, 12 hours.
If you sleep by it, right by your head, I mean, it can't, if anything, it's not any better for you. Just turn it off.
Yeah. I like that. Moderation.
Moderation.
Why don't we get into a little space news? This is on space.com. China's lunar rover has found something weird on the far side of the moon.
Nazis.
Yeah. No. China's Chang'e 4 lunar rover has discovered an unusual colored gel-like substance during its exploration activities on the far side of the moon. They have no idea what it is.
That's fucking cool.
I guess
how do we know it's not Nazis then? How do you know it's not Nazis?
You can't say for sure.
Exactly.
Sure.
Don't get ahead of yourself, pal.
Got one more here. This one I love. Because I can't wait. NASA's James Webb Space Telescope is finally 100% assembled.
3 years late, isn't it? Something like that?
Yeah. It's scheduled to launch March 2021, but it's finally complete. Like, the assembly is done. So now it's prepping it for space.
There it is. Got that up there for our live streamers. Yeah, man, it's a cool look at that. That's a cool looking fucking satellite right there, man.
It's a sexy looking satellite.
That I love seeing the Hubble. Ass. Like Hubble's got that like Instagram page of like Hubble shots and stuff. I cannot wait for. I'm gonna be following at James Webb 100% when that thing goes live.
Space is fake. It's all a bunch of trash. Well, was, someone told me. Keep telling me that on the Facebook page. I just tell them, okay. What else do you? What else can you say?
Cool,
man.
Cool, man. Oh, yeah. We had, over the last couple of weeks, we had the first crime in space. Well, allegedly,
ooh.
The first crime in space.
Space crime.
What about the fucking the drill hole through that one craft?
Forget that.
Space police.
Isn't that why we have Space Force?
Yeah, this is not a cool crime either. NASA astronaut Anne McClain was accused by her estranged wife, Summer Warden, of accessing Warden's bank account without permission from the International Space Station.
That's some bullshit.
That's fucked up.
Right
that's
there.
It's illegal. So that's a crime. Crime in space.
Space crime.
Space crime. We'll keep you up to date on all the space crime action. You got Sam Waterston in the freaking like space suit. Objection.
okay.
Detective Tutuola.
I got one more piece of space news.
Give it to us.
ESA spacecraft dodges potential collision with Starlink satellite. They almost collided in space. Which, if you've ever, I can't remember exactly what it's called, but I think it's called the Kessler effect, where two satellites collide, sending in a cascading explosion of debris, hitting other satellites which also explode, rendering our skies inhabitable for any type of satellite. It can happen if they collide.
Use that name incorrectly.
Kessler?
No, the other one, the name of the satellite.
ESA?
It's the ESA, man. Fucking love that.
I can't talk like that.
Yeah, you can.
I can't.
I've heard your accents. They're fucking unreal.
I'm missing a tooth. Anytime I try any accent, turns into a whistle.
Yeah, bullshit. You just lost your tooth.
That's
good news, everybody. I'm going on Wednesday. Get my new tooth.
Boo.
Hey.
Boo earns.
I'll be able to eat an apple, a sandwich, pizza. All the good stuff again, instead of just like cucumbers and
cucumbers are
bananas.
Cucumbers and bananas.
No, it's only been 2 weeks since I lost my tooth, or 3 weeks. So.
It's hilarious.
Anyways, you sure you didn't swallow it?
I did not swallow it. It's a fucking retainer. It's the size of my mouth. There's no way I could get that down my throat. I don't know. That's crazy.
Any other space news, boys?
That's all I had. No.
I have a couple of space news. The X-37B military space plane keeps breaking the records. It's still up there. That's the secretive Air Force unmanned space plane, if you guys aren't.
Yeah, that thing's really cool, man.
Yeah, it's still up there, and it's broken its previous record, which was set by the previous X-37A. Which one? This was OTV-5, and the other one was Orbital Test Vehicle 5, and the previous one was Orbital Test Vehicle 4. And so it's still up there doing whatever it's supposed to be doing, but we don't know exactly what that is. They can't tell us, apparently. Mm. What else is another one? All the Mars missions have to stop in their tracks.
Oh,
shit. The planet is going to the far side of the sun, so we'll be unable to contact any of the equipment that's on there. So all the all the Mars rovers and stuff, gotta stop. Can't stop them. So which is gonna be kind of neat.
There's no more rovers going.
Mars
is there?
Solar conjunction.
Interesting.
Solar. There's no more rovers operating on the red planet on the surface right now. Correct.
I thought the last one said it's getting dark or whatever on its
birthday. Yeah, it died in February. I'm pretty sure last February it died. But they still have the orbiting satellites.
Yeah, they still have the orbiters.
The orbiters, but don't have anything on the land.
That we know of. So we won't be able to contact the secret NASA colony that's there.
That's there already
right now
with Corey Good and the boys been on Mars.
And
for,
also, I think today the Parker Solar Probe is making another swing at the sun.
Is that the second?
Yeah,
second swing?
We're on that solar probe.
Second. I think it's the second one.
Second
and
of.
And there's going to be a couple more. It's going to be there till like 2025, I think. It's going to be doing its thing for a long
and
time.
And eventually it just goes crashing in and burns up, right?
So, that's going to be awesome.
That's dope.
Did you guys see the SpaceX Hopper doing its tests? That's the big hops.
That's what's going. That's what's going to take. Like it was one of the boosters of like a schedule, like a whole bunch of boosters that's going to Mars with the colony, right? That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was pretty cool. Pretty cool launch.
It only went up 100 meters or something, safety wise, and then they had to bring it back down. But it worked. Everything worked fine, I think.
Yep.
It's cool.
Looked good. It looked cool. Go check out the video. It's really cool.
All systems are go.
Anything else for space news?
Negative.
Nope.
Why don't you punch up the UFO case for the week? Hit it for another fan
submission?
Yeah.
Let me do this a little. Oh, where is it? Oh, there is it. There it is, Randomtron. Wait. You getting it? Sending. You hear that? You getting that?
Yeah, yes.
You got it? Okay. Jackson. Jackson over.
Perfect.
Nice. Well done.
5G technology.
Yes.
5G.
Soon
we get
soon
5G,
we'll
need paper.
Yeah, soon it'll be instant. I won't have to wait for it to print. All right. See, I like this. This one's send it in. No names, so I'm going to make up names. This is going to be Xander.
Xander.
I'll try my best to keep it short. No names for now, please. So I have had regular sleep paralysis before the incident. Mine was always a 7-foot-tall shadow with no facial features that was reaching out towards me and walking towards me, but never quite made it to touch me. Not gonna lie, the first few times freaked me the fuck out. But I taught myself how to stay calm and just concentrate on my right index finger. Once I was able to get that to move, I was able to get my whole body under control and would be able to wake up. One main thing to focus on is that I, so-called, suffer from a condition called... Rhythmatic? rhythmatic? Rightmatic? I don't know if he spelled it wrong. I think it's supposed to be rhythmatic movement disorder, which means I rock all night in my sleep. My mind never goes into REM unless I'm rocking back and forth, and I'm always on my side. The night of my encounter was unbelievable and only happened once. The juicy part is that I wake up in the middle of the night on my stomach, face down, can't move, and I feel a presence. This is where it gets hard for me to put into text, but there is a short gray that is standing right by the head and communicating to me through telepathy. He or she...
Telepathy?
Photography.
All right, easy there, fucking...
Stigmatism.
Stigmatism. All right.
This guy. That guy. Threw him off track.
Telepathy? How do I say it? Telepathy?
There, you got it.
Telepathy. He or she was very calm, strong, and empathetic. So I think there's some spelling errors, but I'm thinking I'm reading it right here.
Close
empathetic.
Enough.
It was trying its best to tell me to be calm. They would be fast, and it won't hurt at all. He's on his stomach, remember? I'm just saying. There were three other... Oh, hold on. I missed a part. Fuck.
All right, he's got it.
I got it.
Today, Junior.
It's the ink. It won't hurt at all. At this point, I was freaking the fuck out and yelling to let me see, but the paralysis, I'm not moving or speaking. The leader by my head was just like, relax. I'll show you. And so crazy, it made it so I could see through his eyes and see what was going on. Through his eyes, I was able to see my body naked, face down on my bed. There were three other short grays, 4 in total. So there was one in control where I was looking through his eyes and one where I could only explain as holding a tablet. One just standing around with tools, shoving them in my ass.
What is the fucking safe word, buddy? Scream
no
it.
Kidding. Yeah.
Jesus.
You'll ask why they would be in the ass. I asked the same thing.
I would ask the same thing.
Why?
Through telepathy.
I'll participate.
Fucking horrifying.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing. No, this is horrible experience.
Sounds bad.
I'm in that and I'm like,
experiencing.
Oh. I asked the same thing. He did his best to explain that it was easy access.
To your digestive tract,
they could easily enter the body, get all the info they were looking for, and it didn't have to hurt or cut you open. The anus stretches and retracts, and they wouldn't leave any marks or scars.
Are you trying to find out what this guy eats? Like, I don't understand.
I'll tell you.
Fuck.
I'll write a list. Behind the beings, where my bedroom wall should have been, was spiraling blue and green lights where they entered and exited our dimension and / universe, like a Stargate type deal.
Portal guns.
So I have never really been into paranormal or aliens before that, and I kept it secret for a long time until I heard a real similar story on Ancient Aliens. Alien abduction. Then I was a super believer. So it's really hard to understand, but I still struggle to remember the whole process and really want to do regression therapy to unlock the whole thing. To wrap, the one thing I was really upset about and can't confirm, it was their fault, but 2 years later, I started having real anal problems and had to have 4 asshole surgeries in 1 year. I only laugh because, like, no, you could say anus, but he says asshole. It makes me laugh. Better. I like swear words.
Better descriptor.
So I believe them alien dicks owe me some reimbursement money. What can I do? Hope
what
this helps someone else come out with their story so I don't have to feel like I'm the only one that got violated and they didn't call the next day.
This guy needs to be the prolapser of the fucking year. Year. That's some shit.
It's already been prolapsed.
He's already been the prolapser.
I hope they use lube, dude. Like, that's horrifying.
That's terrible. I don't know. Like,
it's a crazy story.
I'm like, you always hear probing. Like,
always
that's
probing.
It's always probing, and we all joke about it, but I'm like, that's a thing. Like, that's a thing that's talked about lots. Is
if you got probed, it'd be tough.
Yeah, that's kind of the status quo for a lot of alien abductions.
I guess there's really only two ways in.
What? Are they worried because you breathe out of the one?
Break
like,
the fucking skin. Find a vein. Find something.
All I'm saying is that if they are not as technologically advanced as we think they are, because, I mean, I was reading an article the other day in, like, Science, and it's we're pretty close to developing, like, tricorder technology, where it's like Star Trek. You just take out a little thing, just rub it over, and you can tell everybody. We have those full body scans. Like, you could do that and tell everything. Yeah. Like, and you're telling me that aliens can't think of a better way to take, you know, physical, you know, your entire medical history, except just putting something up your butt. I mean,
maybe that's the best way.
Doctors don't even do it.
Maybe there's a race.
Like, we don't know what they're looking for, right?
There could be a race of rapey.
It's the best way to take temperature. We take temperature like that still.
True.
In your butt? I don't think it's
that's not the best way to take a temperature.
No, but they can do it through the butt.
No, can you get a baby to fucking sit still and have a thermometer in his mouth? Can you explain to him, hey, open up your fucking tongue, or lift up your tongue and put the thermometer?
Maybe that's what they're worried about with us.
They do it to dogs.
We're not gonna
sit. They check dogs' temperatures in their butt.
You can use the ear one too.
Like. Have you seen how still? Like, I've taken my cat to the vet, and as soon as they put it in the butt, my cat just goes. And just doesn't move.
This plays in. Hey, listen. The best part about that is that fucking plays into my mongoose story or file. This is fucking fantastic.
Right. Oh, okay. That. I mean, what did I say I was gonna call him?
What's his name?
Xander.
Yeah.
Fuck Xander.
Xander. That was
Xander.
Sorry, that happened.
Feel free,
to you.
Thanks for sending that in. We're not making fun of you. That's terrifying. But you're a beauty. I could tell by the way you wrote it. You got a sense of humor. That's why it made me laugh a couple times. Because
taking it all in stride.
Crazy. If you got a theory, send it in. Like, if you hear it here, these are all real people sending us stories. We've been getting tons of fan stories.
Awesome.
So, send them in. They're crazy. And if you have a similar one, write it up. Send it to us. Let us know that you heard something else that's similar to your experience. That way we can maybe take another look at theirs, yours, compare, have some fun with it. All right, Andrew, let's get to a mongoose.
Mongoose tail.
You want some mongoose
in you? Let's get some mongoose in you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So obviously we got to start off by, well, if you can play the theme song, I don't know if you can do it right now, but.
I can, but it's going to take me a second.
No worries.
Give it a quick disclaimer.
My beginning disclaimer is, like I said before, I have to put myself in this situation when I tell a story or else it wouldn't sound that interesting. But obviously it happened to a friend of mine, right?
Yeah.
We know this by now. This is common knowledge. So if I say I wasn't there, right?
Yeah.
There it is. There we go.
That's right.
Oh, we got a riff going. That was okay. Actually, that was sweet. Mongoose Files.
And here we go. Happened to a friend of mine. So, myself, I'm going to pretend like it's me. Just picked up a shift in more of a rural area because I've been off work and I've been allowed to pick up shifts here and there. Usually work in a bigger city. Decided to work in a smaller city today, closer to where I live. First time at the station. Show up. Looking around, you know, there's just one little bay, one ambulance, fucking ghost town. Nobody's there. I'm like, it's weird, right? Shift starts in about fucking, you know, like 2 minutes. Obviously, I don't have a partner today. He decided not to show up. I go to grab my phone, call dispatch. As soon as I pick up the phone, I feel this fucking hand on my shoulder and I kind of just jump because it was just like, I didn't even hear this fucking guy come up behind me. And he's like, oh, hey, buddy, I'm here. Don't worry about it, buddy. I'm here. Like, okay, great. And here's this like fuck, at least 6'6", large man. Like, I mean, I'm talking like, easily 260 pounds. Huge man.
Muscle or fat?
I hope he's not a fan, but it's not necessarily muscle. Let's just say
he's
that.
A big guy.
Just a big dude.
He's a big guy.
Big guy.
Big
so anyways.
Guy.
A big guy.
We're about 4 hours into our shift. It's been really mad. It's a small town. There's not much going on, right? Let's just rip this person up to the hospital, nausea, vomiting, whatever. Boring. Been working with this guy for about 4.5-5 hours. Hasn't said a fucking word to me or the patient. Any of the patients. We had 3 by now. Hasn't said anything, right? So I'm like, oh my God, like when is this day over? This is horrifying, right? Like boring. Call comes in. Unspecified bleed. Possibly serious. Lights and sirens. Get going. So we start flying down. You know what I mean? And I'm like, hey man, like just want to let you know, like, because I'm attending. I'm in the attendant seat. He's driving. I'm like, here's my plan. You know what I mean? Let's control that bleed right away. Get a vibe on the situation after. Vitals, you know what to do, right? And he just doesn't even look over at me. I'm like, okay. He's just listening to his AM fucking country music and just driving. So, okay, cool. Pull up to this house that's surrounded by these giant shrubs. So you can't really see it, but you see it like a nice, big, beautiful gate. Opens up nicely when we show up down a long driveway. It's a beautiful house. Front door's wide open.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, grab her stuff, poke her head, and I'm like, hey, you know, so-and-so ambulance service, you know, like, where are you? You know, trying to kind of get a idea where the patient is. And you walk into this foyer, and it looks like it's right out of fucking Scarface. Huge staircase right at the beginning. Marble floors, huge ceilings. I'm like, oh, this place is, like, it's a beautiful place. Really expensive. Fancy. And you can kind of hear the guy screaming from upstairs, and it's this huge staircase. So my partner kind of looks at me, and he's like, well, buddy, I'm going to be a while. So I'm like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, you hear this guy. It's like a blood-curdling scream. So I'm like, fuck, something's wrong. So I started hoofing it up those stairs. And like, I know everybody's firefighters, paramedics. We don't run to the scene. Well, I'm like, nobody's fucking watching. I'm running. Like, something's wrong with this fucking guy, right? So I'm running around kind of yelling like Marco Polo, trying to figure out where he is. And he's yelling.
Marco!
And it's coming from a bedroom. Right? So I go into this nice, big, beautiful bedroom and I'm looking around yelling and I'm like, okay, well, there's the fucking closet. I'm like, oh, fuck, this guy's in the closet? Like, weird. Walk into this closet and it's huge and there's another door and I'm like, okay, this is definitely coming from here. Like, it keeps getting louder and louder. So I kind of like bomb over and as I'm getting closer, I can hear this like fucking snarling and shit, right?
I can hear
these like primal noises. So I'm like, I walk up to this door and I close it as tight as I can and like poke my head in to be like, what the fuck is going on here, right? And there's this guy sitting on the ground and there is a fucking giant, I'm not getting into the stigma of pit bulls, but there was a giant pit bull latched onto this guy's fucking leg and there is blood everywhere.
Oh.
And this, it's like, we're talking like on his leg, still like like
shredding.
Oh yeah, like you know what I mean. The guy's screaming, and I'm like right away. I'm like, go to my partner. I'm like, we need the cops here. And he's like, do not call the police. Do not call the police. Like I swear, do not call the police. I'm like, buddy, I'm not coming in this fucking room. Like you don't understand. And the guy's like, he's got lockjaw. You're okay. Like just come in. He's lockjawed on my fucking leg. And just as he's saying that, I feel this fucking hand on my shoulder and I jump again. And I'm like, what the fuck? And there's my partner. Well, I'm going to tell you there right now, buddy. Lockjaw's not a real thing in dogs. So you're lying. And I'm like, fucking cool. Like, doesn't matter. It just doesn't help us here. I'm closing this door, right? Like, I'm not going in there until somebody comes in. Guy's screaming. And my partner's like, well, all you got to do, man, is you got to walk in there and you got to take your finger and you got to stick it in his rectum.
I've heard that.
And I'm like, I looked at him. I'm like, if that works, great, but I'm not fucking doing it. Like, I do not get paid enough money to go walk in here with a fucking rabid dog and stick a finger up his ass. Not a chance.
Then he releases and then bites you.
So he's like, fucking out of my way then, buddy. Walks in, saunters over to this dog, looks over the patient. Everything's going to be all right. Sticks a fucking finger on this dog's ass. And the dog kind of like gives a look. You can see it. And he's got his finger in this dog's ass. And the dog's kind of struggling a bit. And all of a sudden, you see the dog kind of start closing his eyes and just goes fucking limp.
What?
And I'm like, what the fuck, right? Like,
gotta assert dominance, man.
And I'm sitting there like,
call that the D spot.
You know what I mean? And he walks right by me, walks right, like he's already in there, and he walks right by the dog, steps over the dog, goes over the patient, and starts fucking working on this guy's bleed. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on with this dog. So I
were
walk
you saying,
by
teach
it.
Me? Teach me.
I walk up to it, and I'm just like, this is super weird, right? And you kind of like, as I'm walking up to the patient, I'm kind of like surveying the scene here, and it looks like a fucking panic room. And in this panic room are these fucking stacks and stacks and stacks of these nice, finely wrapped packages, and there's this fucking white powder all over the place.
Ooh.
And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, this guy does not look like he lives in a fancy establishment. Nor does he look like the type of person that would gnaw open all these patches with his fucking teeth. So I'm like, did your dog get into this shit? Like, is this your dog? What, you know what I mean? And he's like, I'm not answering any questions. Fix my fucking leg. Like, get me out of here. So I go over to the dog and I check for the dog's pulse. I'm like, dog's got a strong pulse, but he's not breathing. And I'm like, I have no idea if dogs show signs of opioid overdoses with pinpoint pupils. So I check his pupils. They look pretty small. I'm like, I think this fucking dog just overdosed.
What the fuck?
So my partner's fixing this guy's leg. I dry up some fucking Narcan and I fucking mainline a 0.8 of Narcan into this dog. And I'm like, oh, you know, because I'm like, I love dogs. I want to, you know what I mean? I can't let this dog die. I'm assuming he's had an overdose. If it works, great. If not, you know what I mean? But this dog, like, something's definitely wrong with this dog. Hit the dog the Narcan, go to help my partner. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know what's going on with the dog. Like, I think he might have overdosed. It must have gone into the powder, whatever it is. I asked the guy. He wasn't answering any questions. You know, all of a sudden the dog's tail starts kind of wagging and the legs start kind of twitching and stuff. And I'm like, fuck, look at it. Like, it worked. And he's like, what the fuck did you do? And I was like, oh, God, I have no idea. Fucking dog pops up, looks at us, and I'm like, fucking see ya.
We're out.
Dart out the fucking door. Partner's sitting there working on the guy's fucking leg. And I go beelining out the fucking doors. All the way down the stairs. Dog is tailing after me like fucking a million miles an hour as the owners of the house walk in and fucking yell some shit in German, dog heels. And I was like, is there a man? Should there be a man upstairs in your panic room? And he's like, nope. And I'm like, okay, great. Can we get the police here like right
now.
Away? And he's like, no police here right now. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Got our patient, got the fuck out of there. But anyways, that's the story for the day.
So you saved a dog, and then he almost ate you.
He almost fucking ate my face. Thank God I'm fast. It was the fuck. I don't think I've ever ran that fast in my life.
But he went after you and partner. Not your partner who had asserted dominance by putting his finger.
Apparently. I bet you know what?
You should have done that.
I was also the first person that ran. As soon as I saw the dog get up, I was like, fucking see ya, man. I don't get paid enough for this shit.
Dog had prey instinct. He chased you first.
Oh, I was gone.
That's funny.
Yeah. Dog's like, you're gonna be my bitch now.
We got some Patreons to read, and then let's head over to After Hours on Patreon. So if you're not already on our Patreon, get over there. We have After Hours and all sorts of goodies and stuff for our Patreon supporters. got a lot of Patreoners. Let me try to go back.
Been a couple of weeks since we really read them all.
I'm going to try to go back. We got a couple to read here. Let's go. Hold on. Holy smokes here. Scrolling. Holy, it was a big month for Patreoners, and we missed a couple of weeks reading them.
We lost a bunch and we gained a bunch more, so worked out.
Okay, I'm going to start from August 21st. So sorry if I don't read your name.
No, sorry, I got from Saturday, 31st.
Oh, from 31st?
Yeah, you don't got 31st?
I was going from the 21st.
All right, I got 31st.
All right, go for it.
Okay, I'll go from 31st to 21st, then you cut in.
Okay.
Okay, I got Tim Griffith, Christopher, Heiskel.
Oh.
Couple deletes, and then we got a new pledge by Eric and Danielle. A team-up pledge, that's acceptable. Tag team pledge, yes. Why not? Share the feed, we won't tell anybody. Josh Krantz, Mana Tataripo, Austin Weens. We got an increased pledge by, well, just a bunch of letters and numbers. BNR090612. That's how you stay anonymous. Dylan Hicks. Top tier pledge. New pledge. Bam, bam, bam. By Will. Oh, he actually sent me the phonetic spelling of his name, and I'm going to butcher it anyway because I don't have it. Will.
Kijkhoven.
Nope. Probably not. But we're going with it. Cody. Ebony Poulin. Miroslava Sanchez. Dylan Vance. Maggie Baker. Jackson Plott. Steve Rosales. Steezy Kevin with 6 exclamation points. James Bird. James Bleakley the second. Paul Barnard. And I think that gives us to 21st. Brain, take over.
Shea Peltier. Bradley Adam. Henning Samuelson. Justin Belcher. I'm not saying your name. Almost tricked me there. That one guy. Snoogans, seen him on Discord. Kelsey, John Eric Kiltz, Christian Pate, and Moto Bear 79.
That guy's all over Discord too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Beauties. If you go on our Patreon, you get access to our Discord server. We've got a cool little community there talking about all sorts of stuff. Just everything. All the time.
Campfires. We got our campfires going in there. I know Zell had one the other week.
Let's give a quick. A lot of people, we talk about Discord or Patreon, but we never really give a. Patreon Patreon is a artist support platform.
Oh yeah. So
it is. We don't do ads on the show. As if you've been listening since the start, we've never had an ad. We had one ad swap with Parcast that turned out bad for us. So. They stole our tagline, those little fucks.
Fuckers.
Really? They got burned.
They did kind of, but no big deal.
Never again.
But yeah, we're an ad-free podcast, so it's a artist support platform, and in exchange for donating to the show per month, we do a ton of bonus stuff. Probably, we must be doing six hours extra a month on there.
Snoogans is a lady.
I thought Snoogans was a lady. I was going to say something.
But who?
That's just my default.
Need to use gender neutral pronouns.
You fucking guy, that's got one star written all over it, man.
God, what did I say? He's a
progressive podcast.
That's just my. That's like when I say "Hey guys," and there's like a mix
girls
of
there.
Guys and girls. Guys, I just that's my default.
Some people Snoogans, get mad at you, but not our fans.
She's a lady.
Whoa, she's a lady.
Anyways, that was my sales pitch. Patreon.com.
Snoogans, whoa, yo, love. Are you happy?
Yeah. All right. I am.
Cool.
Okay, good.
I feel better.
Support us.
Can you explain
us.
What Discord is? Because some people don't know what Discord is. Some people pop in the Discord server, they're like, I had no idea what this was.
Dan, explain Discord. What is it?
Discord is a super cool little It's pretty much like a chat room generator. It has a little server. We have a little server that we set up, and it's got a bunch of little chat rooms in there. If you want to bring stuff in, give us links. All the people who listen to the show, so you all know they're pretty cool. So
100%.
Yeah.
It's like
they listen to us, they're cool.
It's like fucking MSN, man. So you know I'm good at
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's awesome.
But it also has voice chat servers, so you can get in there and actually talk to people if you we hop in there pretty every so often. We have our campfire get-togethers that we call them. We hop in there, talk about, we bring some topics to the table or something, or we just bullshit about whatever.
I will not lie. It is a direct link to my phone.
It is. Patreon and Discord are the number one things we check, obviously, because those people support us. It's not that we don't check everything else. We just check those other stuff first. And then
Discord pops up on my phone. I read just about every message.
Yeah. I read everything. I don't always respond. A lot of time I'm just creeping. But if you message me, I always message back.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Normally the time I'm just lurking in the conversations.
Just lurking. Crocodiling. Pop in here and there.
Biding my time.
All right. We're going kind of long. So we want to skip. We'll skip some reviews today. We'll do reviews next one or something.
Yeah. All right. As we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies.
Peace, everybody.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.